Good news, no sweat news. Here we go. It's possibly going to score you that 12-pack of New Jersey Lottery scratch-offs and some awesome Rat Radio bandanas.
And everyone's clamoring for these bandanas, so let's bring it.
I was surprised at the reaction, I got to be honest with you. So let's go to New Zealand for story number one. Coronavirus is beatable with the right national response, and New Zealand has proved it. Okay, yes, they only have four and a half or so million people there, but they have now officially lifted all restrictions after having no new cases for 2 weeks, dude.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, although they are keeping their borders closed, so we can't all just go fly there and be safe. And quite frankly, I can't blame them.
Yeah, they're not going to let us in, I guess.
But how did they beat it? Well, March 16th, anyone in the country was on automatic quarantine for 14 days. March 18th, they said, not good enough, border lockdown, in addition to the quarantine. Then on March 25th, they said, total lockdown, complete, total. Schools, businesses, everything non-essential closed. And that was even before one New Zealander died from it.
Wow.
From the beginning, they took it totally serious. If there was a case found, they'd swoop in and do 2,000 cases a day in the area and follow that person's footsteps to contact everyone that had been in contact with them for testing and quarantine. And that's basically, in a nutshell, how they did it. And
that seems like the winning formula.
They got their sports back. They got their concerts back.
The concerts,
they
too.
They got their beaches. They got it all back.
They got it all. New Zealand, baby.
Let's go to Florida for story number two.
The anti-New Zealand. Total opposite.
Right now, it does seem that way. But we did pull a good news, no sweat news story out of Florida. Publix, the grocery food store, the chain in Florida. Now, back in the beginning of all this, Publix announced their plan to buy fresh produce and milk from Florida farmers and southeastern dairies and donate that stuff to Feeding America food bank members.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I remember back in the day, dairy farmers were just pouring out their milk because schools and restaurants were closed and no one was buying it.
So that's true.
Well, here's an update. Publix just announced that about 5 million pounds of food and dairy were bought up and donated by their project.
That is awesome.
And as a result, farmers in Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina all saw some business behind this instead of just pouring out their milk.
Well, that's what we need.
So there it is.
We need some moments like this.
That's a good job by Publix.
Absolutely.
And now we're actually staying in Florida because Disney, as you know, Oddly, crazily, opened up the other day.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe it still.
But in order to get a photo of you riding, you know, the roller coaster or any ride, they have that, you go past the camera and then you can buy the photo.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, they're only going to sell you one of those photos if you are wearing a mask in the photo.
I don't need the photo.
Right.
I can't wear a roller coaster. I mean, listen, I am very much for masks. But how are you supposed to get air?
Well, I can breathe in my mask. I don't have a problem breathing in it.
On a roller coaster, I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't have a problem. I mean,
the dip from the top of the roller coaster going down, I think it's important to get oxygen in your lungs, don't you think? Or,
yeah, I just breathe through the mask.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's what I do. You can do what you do. A person for Disney confirmed the rule yesterday, added that they've always had a policy of suppressing photos if someone is doing something unsafe on the ride.
Huh?
I don't know. And that they consider not wearing a mask to be unsafe.
They're very strict at Disney, in case. Because you can't, like, do, like, middle fingers or anything like that, your image will not show up.
I didn't even think of middle
finger. Yeah, you can't get bought. You can't do any kind of over-the-top wacky face. You can't take off your shirt. Trust me, I've done all of these things.
What if, you convince your significant other to flash the camera?
Can't do it. I was able to do that as well.
Oh.
See, you forget. I've been to Disney now like 7 or 8 times in my life, and I've tried all the tricks. I one time was able to smuggle a can of beer onto the log flume. Was asked to not return to that kingdom for a year.
I would imagine so. That's the good news, no sweat news. We'll see you Friday for the no sweat news quiz. Unless Dave gets kicked out of the show for smuggling beer. Oh, wait, no, you don't get kicked out of the show for smuggling beer. Exactly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.